This is ENN, the Experts News Network, broadcasting perspective and expertise across the globe 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. We take you now to our anchors, Amazon number one best-selling authors, marketing ninjas, and all-around good guys, Andy Falco and Everett O'Keefe.
Hey, good morning.
Good morning.
So here we are. This is really our, what could be our wrap-up episode for the whole thing, at least for me. I've got to go home. By the way, ENN, Experts News Network, wrap-up episode, should say, here at Publish and Profit. We've got a very special guest with us, and this is Stephen Saber, the CEO of Pulse Network. And we're just so thrilled that you're here first, that you came on our broadcast second, and all the things you're doing with the company. So you want to go ahead and take it from here?
Well, again, thank you for doing this for us. I think it's really important for all the instant customer people that are watching this that have been in it for a really long time, mm-hmm. because I think there was a little bit of fear when we found out that somebody else was coming in and maybe messing with the mojo. But also some excitement, too, because there were some things that we think that could be better about Instant Customer and Traffic Geyser also. And so can you speak to that about it, about what your plans were when coming in, and
absolutely,
what was one of the
absolutely.
Most important things for you?
So it's always scary when a new company comes along and it's new people and you're saying, okay, where is this going to go? But what attracted us to Instant Customer from Pulse was the power of what the platform could be. The community itself is strong. There's a lot of vision there. But the opportunity to then take that and take the platform to a whole new level, fix what, quite honestly, isn't working the way that it should, take the vision that we had and the team had, and then make that a true reality in terms of a platform that performs the way that it had been promised to perform, and then taking that further. So bringing that into sort of where our experience is enterprise level. So what we've seen work in the enterprise and the corporate market, and bringing that into the Instant Customer platform. So for us, what we wanted to do first was adjust, fix, and really readapt the platform to what it should be, to then take the experience we had from corporate marketplace, bring that into the platform, and then really start to bring it to a new level. But quite candidly, we need the feedback. We need to hear from the users. We want to hear more and more from people who are in the platform saying, geez, I wish this could work better, or I wish this worked the way it should have worked, or this is kind of confusing for me, because that's how we're going to fix it. That's how we're going to make it better.
Well, I want to expand on that just a little bit.
Please.
Because if it wasn't for Mike and Pam and Ed and Paul and Jesse and all the rest of the team, that's one of the things that keeps us in it.
Right.
That's not necessarily because of how the tools work.
Right.
Because there were some issues that especially I was having, and I know some other people that we talked to last night were having with how things were working, that sometimes it wasn't as easy as we wanted to, and also how things were being broadcasted out seemed odd. And you spoke to that regarding the difference between Twitter and Facebook. Can you speak to some of those?
Absolutely. So there were concepts in the platform that make a lot of sense, but the way they were developed and put in the platform were very confusing. So for instance, the whole video cast, social cast concept, the idea of it, of being able to load a video into YouTube and then scheduling Facebook to post and scheduling Twitter to post and then repost and repost, makes a lot of sense. But the way that the tool itself was put together gave the user the impression that we were recommending posting to Facebook more than once the same post.
Yeah.
Nobody does
right.
that. It absolutely, it violates
every rule.
Every rule and a lot of principles and everything we teach to corporate customers all day long. And the concept, it was a flaw in development from a developer's perspective. It's sort of, you take what you're told and you do what you're told rather than doing what should be done. And so what we've done is we've rebuilt the entire UI process, the entire workflow, so that you can do what you should do, which is load an asset and then schedule multiple tweets to go out. And Twitter should be repeated. Twitter should be done more than once because you need to be caught in stream. And also then use Facebook for what it should be used for, which is to post, to take the asset and repost the asset, but post multiple different posts on that asset. So you can take that asset and you can then say, okay, the first video might be, check out the video I just put into YouTube. And then 2 days later, you might want to say, in case you didn't see it, check out the video I posted a couple days ago on YouTube. And then 2 days later, say, you can't believe the response I've seen and the video I posted a couple days ago on YouTube. But you do that all at once from one place. That's really powerful. Nobody has that tool right now. We do. That's what was intended to be built, but that's not what ended up being built. Yes. And so what we've done is we've rebuilt it so that what was intended to be done is now what's getting done. And that's really what we're excited about, and taking that kind of concept in a lot of different places.
Yeah, so and that's not just in regards to the social casting feature either. It's
everything. It's the campaign. We rebuilt the campaign launcher because the campaign launcher was confusing as could be. You'd log in, you'd see so many templates.
And by the way, by campaign launcher, that's the autoresponders and the campaign sender in the existing system.
Exactly, and all the collection pages that go with it. So basically, we rebuilt that so that it makes sense, so it's intuitive to say, okay, here's how you can go from creating one templated program, but it kind of walks you through how to do it, and it does it smartly for you. So it doesn't ask you for a lot of things that don't make sense. It doesn't ask you for your StockTwits account, which makes sense to nobody, and some of your other social. It actually walks you through the process and leads you through, and it allows you to build what you should have and use it in multiple places. So we took a whole rebuild. The first thing we did was we rebuilt the platform from the bottom up, taking the core infrastructure, because luckily for us, and what impressed us when we got involved, was the core was actually really strong. The guys had built the tools, the infrastructure right, and we rebuilt the way that the workflow worked, and then brought to it some of the other concepts which are going to be rolling out in terms of a real live class platform, a real content digital hub that would allow you to build a broadcast network and a content network, and we're adding that into it as well.
Outstanding. Yeah.
So, and if you haven't seen our After Hours video that we shot last night, we got into some discussion on this, and so check that out definitely. But I'm going to tell you, we're pretty impressed with you.
Thank you.
And especially, I mean, your just your availability and your willingness to listen and stuff like that. I think there's always that fear, right, that someone's going to come in, and of course they're going to have ideas.
I mean, that's great.
And you have awesome ideas. And you know, but at the same time, you've made it very clear that what you're desiring is an interactive process. But you guys are creating so many cool things. I'm so excited about what we've seen this weekend.
Thank you. And really, it's one thing we can build together. So for as much as there's other folks out there who have ideas, the more we hear, the better off we're going to be. You know, we know there is clearly a movement towards this content-related digital marketing opportunity, and really, Instant Customer Trafficizer is positioned well to be able to capitalize on that. But the more feedback we can get, the better. So I've learned so much in the last 2 days talking to everybody here, hearing different ideas, hearing concept, what's worked, what didn't work, and really starting to hone what we're doing, take that back to the developer network. But the more we can do that, the more I can get feedback from people, the more that our team can hear, the better off we're going to be. You know, as I said, it's scary to think about when a company comes in, do they have their own ideas, are they thinking, I know what's best. We don't know what's best. We know what's working in places where we think it could work here, but we want to hear from the people using it every day.
Well, I can tell you, when I heard there were two things I heard last night that blew I was so excited about. One was the UI redesign. That's really exciting. It can be terrifying too, of course, but exciting. And then I heard rumor that a tagging function was coming, and if that's true.
Absolutely. Wow. So a big part of content for us is about curation and tagging, and being able to have that flow in through the system in such a way that you can get it out to your community. We've built that. We've used that in the corporate marketplace. We're bringing that level of functionality directly into the guys of future.
Man.
That's awesome.
I love it.
So one last thing I have to ask, because I've been hearing this a few times, and it's more of a statement. You don't have to answer if you don't want to.
That
there's a feeling from some of us who've been around for many years paying that $199 every month, that some part of us is sometimes concerned about how we have to pay another $1,500 or whatever it is every time a new version of Instant Customer comes out. And so if that is a consideration or something that you've heard before from some of the, you know, a loyalty to those that
And if that's the first time you've heard it, it's okay, and I apologize for putting you on the spot.
That's all right.
That wasn't intended, sorry.
I've been on the spot a lot in my life. I've heard the concept. Look, let's be clear. What we're interested in is building a value business that has long-term recurring loyal customers. That's what we're looking for. We're looking for long, you know, as a business, as Pulse, long-term recurring revenue is the business we're in. So loyal customers are where we want to go. Educational-related product, we're adding to a Pulse universe. university to the product. So you get the $199 product. If you want to keep it, you can, if you want to, get a certain level of education and strategy, which will be a lot of Paul and myself and some Ed and Mike and layered into it, which will be a part of it. And then there'll be some deep dive training programs you have to do. But the product itself is going to follow much more of a software company style, software releases, scheduled release programs. Mm-hmm. So there will be a beta time when it'll be released to a beta group, who is a smaller group, basically because we don't want to release product that people say it doesn't have what it should have, it doesn't have the functionality the way that we thought it was. We want to be able to tweak it in the customer environment, but then we're releasing it to the mass public. The mass public will have access to it, because if you're a customer on our system, we want you to remain a customer on our system. That's our number one goal and our number one mission. We're not here to try and get more money for the sake of getting more money and making it an uncomfortable experience. If it makes sense to add an educational deep dive about how to do podcasting in a much more attractive way, or how to do live casting, yes, that is a product that people ought to consider, but that doesn't preclude you in any way from using the valuable software that we're talking about building, because at the end of the day, we want to be, and we are, a platform business. That's what we're interested in. That's what we're going. So I understand the concept. We're relooking at the business model, and if people have ideas about them, shoot them our way, because we're not perfect. We are definitely not the guys who say we have every answer. We're saying we want to figure it out together, and we want to make sure that our loyal customers remain loyal customers and actually remain the voice of our company to tell more people about what great our product could be and is for how they're growing their business.
Outstanding.
And now do you see why we've been impressed?
Thank you.
I mean, really.
No, really. This was really important for us and the people that are watching to learn about you, what your plans are, because it's been a little bit of a mystery. So I really am thankful and also thankful that you said, ask me any question you want. And we're not going to edit. We're not going to do anything. We wanted to have the opportunity for you just to tell us as it is and how you feel.
I appreciate that. And I apologize that there was a quiet period. But because of the way our company's structured, there was a certain amount of time we could say very little bit about where we're going, what we're doing, and we're out of that period, and that's why we're here, that's why we're excited about what we're doing.
That's a comfort to me. That's much better than we bought it today, we're changing it tomorrow. Right. It's like we bought it, now there was a time of assimilation and understanding and learning, I'm sure, from both sides, your San Diego office and Boston office.
Yeah.
So, it's great. So, thank you.
Dude,
thank you. I know.
You just called the CEO of the Pulse Network, dude.
I did, and my wife will shoot me.
I hate it
when I use that word. That's okay. I was just told by an 18-year-old.
All right, dude.
I was just told by an 18-year-old how unprofessional my shirt was. He says, are you really going to wear that? So, anyway, yeah.
All right, then.
Yeah, there you go.
Well, thank you again, Steve, very much. We really appreciate it.
Thank you.
All right.
Yeah. Thank you.
Hey, take care. Thanks so
appreciate
much, Steve.
Thank
take
you.
Care.
Thanks. All right.
So we need to wrap this up.
I mean, we can't do any more. I mean, that was outstanding.
That's the perfect way to end.
and
really sorry I'm so casual, but we ditched the monkey suits and the suits and all of that.
Each time we did one of these, worse.
Yeah. Yeah, and actually, we're ending a little early today. My son turned 13 today, and I need to get home for his birthday party.
We're not going
to
talk about my panel.
So, no, and he did great on his panel. Now, okay, so there, we talked about it.
I thought you were going to say no and walk away.
We're done. That would have been better. Yeah. That would have been better.
See, I got to do all your writing for you.
Yes, exactly. And actually, Andy was really nice. He had a chance to get some revenge on me while he was on his panel with the microphone. Somehow, he chose not to, and it actually makes me worried. I'd rather just gotten it done. Now I have to watch my back. Like, where is the other foot going to fall?
Yeah. I don't do it when you expect it.
Yeah, because I gave him a little bit of a dig from the stage yesterday, and I do deserve a little revenge.
Yeah, that'll come.
It'll come. Great.
But, you know, I wanted to make sure and thank all of you for watching, for sharing, for liking. Continue to do so. We are going to do more with this. I think that this is
absolutely
really good concept.
Yeah, absolutely. If they'll let us.
I mean, it's not a concept. It is a full-fledged company.
Oh, my gosh. I mean, all these people there, Bob, Cindy, Sally, all the production team. Oh, by the way, I think we do need to thank the production team.
Yeah.
Thank you guys.
Jesse is our production manager.
Team. Yeah.
We hired her.
So, and actually, you guys need to know, this guy's burned the midnight oil making this thing happen and editing videos and getting them out, and there's stories to be told that I won't tell.
Right. So. And I really did try to get my the volume for my thing around. We'll get that all taken care of, too. But I do really appreciate you taking this idea and helping me with it.
Dude, cheers.
And,
cheers.
It's ours.
Yep.
It's ours.
So,
continue.
Thank you, and we don't know where we'll be on video next with you guys, but thank you for watching. Yes, do forward, do share. Please go to our page and like it, the Experts News Network page. And any feedback, questions, whatever, we'll see what we can do. Because, you know, we do have all this exclusive inside access, as shown. You know,
we got a backstage tour.
That was fun. That was really fun.
All right, awesome. Nice working with you.
Thanks, buddy. All right. Take care. God bless.